Become wise. No more hunger, no more fear. Human life is far too dear. The last thing the world needs right now is more insults. But teachers need to pay attention to results. Teachers, a negative grade does not provide any aid. It does not motivate. It prevents the students from becoming great. Far too many teachers have confused students' intelligence with their own blind negligence. They say students are getting dumber each generation, but it was their task to provide a firm foundation. No more hunger, no more fear. Human life is far too dear. Students, tell the teachers your minds are not for sale, and let the teachers fail. Fill the auditorium, the lunchroom, and the library, and learn together, because life without real education will get pretty damn scary. Fight to learn how to build small companies tooth and nail, and fill them with products for sale. No, the philosophers are not warped or crazy. It was that the teachers were always too lazy. Socrates should mark the beginning of your quest. Listen to every philosopher all the way up to Cornell West. Build a memory palace, or maybe a cathedral, or a city even. Build something you can trust and believe in. Build in sequence that history dictates. This will help you remember all the philosophers and all the true saints. Never again trust others with the content of your character and mind, precisely because of every one of those paychecks that they signed. No more hunger, no more fear. Human life is far too dear. And people of the world, we need to be done with the old. We need to stop doing what we are told. It is time to take to wisdom and think. This world is not yours, as you are but a chain link. You are an important connection to the future, but you are not a temporary means for some mooter. You are meant to be protectors of all living creatures, but you get sold out by none other than the teachers. No more hunger, no more fear. Human life is far too dear. Yes, repeated mistakes show that you forgot much. But you have to regain that touch. There is no one listening to you above. You are to gift the future generations with unconditional respect and love. It wasn't gods, but the future that listened to you all along. They hear everything and always forgive you for being wrong. But they need you to get up each and every time. They don't want a future filled with collapsing ecosystems and increasing crime. They need you to become wise so that politics and ecosystems have a hope to stabilize. If they could transport a message back to us, it would just say, "Become wise." This is not our first rodeo, folks, and climate change is not a hoax. We need to end poverty, prisons, and wars. We have to relax borders and learn to open doors. Hating or being scared of our family is a sickness that a wise nation will erase with great quickness. War is never the solution, and it invalidates every participating institution. We just need to get the people out of the warring nation, and the entire peaceful world needs to help with the migration. No more hunger, no more fear. Human life is far too dear. Remember, all the people with eyes that you do not recognize are just your sons and daughters in disguise. The division is made out of lack of vision. The people of the world need to help the children before they become too old. Prevention. It is best to prevent division, and only wisdom can provide the much-needed cohesion. No more hunger, no more fear. Human life is far too dear.